I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's to wearing shorts with jackets. It's the Morning Bull with George Mo and Cowboy Dave.
Your childhood is up for auction. Don't know if you guys are aware, but there is an auction that went live today and goes on for 19 more days of all the Astroworld memorabilia.
Oh my God, you got to warn people before you say stuff like that. I almost fell out of my chair.
I'm telling you, it is. And you know what they should do? They should send a thank you note to Travis Scott, the Houston rapper.
Isn't that the truth?
He's a Kardashian guy.
Yeah, he's dating which one of the do you know which one?
Kendall. Kylie. They are engaged / have a child together / might be married, but no one knows.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that kind of kills his credibility right there.
Thanks for clearing that up, Mo. So. He has Astroworld is the name of his album. Mm-hmm. He grew up here.
And he actually bought a lot of the memorabilia. Like, he already owns it. So you can't buy that because he's already gone through it all.
He got all the best stuff?
Yeah.
There's some really cool stuff, though, up for auction. We just put the link up on Twitter. We'll pop it up, too, on the Morning Bull Facebook page. But some of the signs, like the entrance sign, right now, only $700 is the
That's the coolest.
That is really the coolest.
Really cool.
Now, do they have things on there? I haven't looked. Like the roller coasters and stuff like that. Is that on there?
Yeah.
I believe, I don't know if they have like the car. You're talking about the actual stuff from the ride, the cars. And I don't think it's anything like that.
I remember they auctioned all that stuff off a while ago.
Yeah.
Remember they were cleaning out like some storage unit or something?
Right, in Porter. Mm-hmm.
This seems to be more of like the signs and stuff that would be hanging around Astroworld that have the name on it. And here's the thing. It's not as bad as you think.
Price-wise,
yeah. There were a couple of things on here. I actually bid on one thing. And then what did Kyle King, our social media guy, do?
What?
He turned around and outbid me.
Of course he did.
Because he knew I would only bid $20 for the sign.
And it's currently sitting at $21.
You're ridiculous. The Batman signs are up here.
$21 bid, Kyle.
Do what?
I said, who is that $21 bid?
Well, I would say it's me, but technically that's my wife's money, so it's her.
Okay.
I bet she's going to be thrilled that you're buying signs.
She's currently leading 6 categories right now.
Oh, is that right?
Good Lord. You said the Batman sign's on there?
Yeah, the wood sign.
That was the last
8 foot by 4 foot.
Right. The last big attraction they brought into Astroworld before they shut it down. And it was the cool. I think it was a Batman Forever ride.
Okay, I want this one.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you how much it is or where to find it, Kyle, what page it's on. It says Astroworld, not responsible for articles left on the unloading dock.
Oh, hey.
I just like that sign.
Oh, I know where that one's at.
Oh, fine.
I just outbid you.
If you want to get the link, again, we have it up on Twitter. We'll pop it up. Kyle, when he's not outbidding me, we'll pop it up on Facebook.
Oh, these would be cool, like in a basement or a bar or something.
Yeah, like a man cave kind of thing.
Basement. You know what I mean?
They'd be cool right in front of my front door. I love these things.
I'm not sure front door would be where I'd put it, but I mean, you do you, Cowboy Dave. That's all I'm saying.
I found statues.
We need to stop talking about this because now people are going to go on and buy them, and we're not going to have a chance.
I was going to say, it's open for 19 more days,
yes,
so
you have a minute.
I think some of these prices are going to go up.
I'm talking fiberglass Yosemite Sam statue.
That would be like lifetime dream come true.
So cool. 4 foot tall. Look,
my biscuits are burning.
It's so cool. Tasmanian devil, like a lot of different ones.
Okay. All right. So they have some of that stuff on there. None of the ride stuff. Again, that was a different auction a few years ago. But this is just different signs. What was the one? Keep all the your arms and
arms
legs
and hands inside the boat.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Please remain seated while the ride is in motion kind of thing with Astroworld on it. So, again, your childhood up for auction. So if you got a little extra cash, you can do that. And, again, we have this posted up on Facebook and on Twitter. Right, Kyle?
Yes. It's over on the Morning Bull Facebook page. And George, I've got some news for you.
Okay.
That sign that I outbid you on.
Yeah, fine. Thanks. I had it for $20.
Well, don't worry. I got outbidded as well.
Oh, uh-oh. No.
Thank you. Whoever did that, by the way, you're my hero of the day. So.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
If you get that sign, I get it for my birthday, Dave.
No secrets, no fake stories. This is the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave. 100.3 The Bull. Missed connections.
I love you.
Hello.
I can't stand the idea that somebody out there may miss out on the love of their life unless we can help them reconnect with that missed connection out there. That's why we go through Craigslist so you don't have to. And I understand that you have to sometimes keep it generic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't want to give too much information.
Right. Too much at the beginning.
But this one got me just a little bit. It's listed as Houston. Okay. And again, I get that. You don't want to give your neighborhood or a precise place. But it goes like this. It just says, where were we? I'm a female. I was at a bar. You walked up next to me and said something to me about someone else. I'd like to know more about you if you're interested.
Doesn't that happen to everyone every night in a bar?
That's a little too generic, I think, to maybe reconnect that misconnection. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Maybe you know who it was that said something about someone else next to you at a bar somewhere.
Well, George, luckily, I have some more details. I've got a man looking for a woman, he says, or a night owl for possible werewolf in spring. He says, I'm up really late for work. My free times include Mondays and Tuesdays after 5, Wednesdays and Thursdays after midnight, Fridays after 2, Saturdays anytime before 5 after 2 a.m., Sundays before 4 and after 10 p.m.
My goodness.
I'm also in an open poly marriage, so if there's any foregoing is a deal breaker, let me know. Also, I'm a jack of all trades type who most recently has become a tattooer art teacher. Before that, I worked in a fighter jet factory after teaching people to ride motorcycles, after serving in the Air Force, after being a motorcycle mechanic, after being a pro dom, after being an orchestra jazz brass musician, after being a ditch digger.
Wow.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Boy, you know, talk about the opposite kinds. Right? He got too much detail in there.
And
I
didn't even read it all, y'all. If you want to reconnect with this man, let me know. Werewolf, I don't know. Night owl, something.
After 2 a.m. Yeah.
It's got to be the most interesting man in the world.
I love it.
Goodness. All right, this one says, to the girl with the amazing hair and the great metabolism at the 2978 Woodlands Parkway Walmart.
Metabolism?
I don't know. I was at the Walmart when I saw you in the pharmacy section. I was the guy with the blue beanie, black jacket, and brown moccasins. I have no idea why I didn't introduce myself and ask you your name and zodiac symbol right then and there. And it's really been bothering me that I didn't take the time to do so when I was picking up my cream. This happened on Thursday, January 31st, around noon, when you were also picking up your cream. I mean, who else is going to date a couple of funny bump scratchers like us? Anyways, would be super duper dope sauce, smiley face. Hope you holler.
Okay, there we go.
Cream is my new word that I hate. I just decided.
Just don't even say it. Some almost love stories from over the weekend. If you can help reconnect them, you let us know on the Morning Bull.
We ain't saying Texas is better than everywhere else. Texas is just better than everywhere else.
That's right.
It's the Morning Bull with George Moe and Cowboy Dave.
Can I get an amen?
Today, the story is about how sometimes you just need a little proof. You need a win just to shut somebody up for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever feel that?
Okay.
Louis Kronawitter of Kansas City said he was kind of feeling that with his wife. Now, hang on. Let me get to it.
The
details of this, okay?
Okay.
He said that he and his wife had been bickering for a couple of days. Said she sometimes gets into these little bickering fits with him, and sometimes you just need something that can just shut somebody up. It's like, here's my proof, just be quiet. Said while they were bickering, she went and got all of the lottery tickets that he buys. He buys a couple every day. It's kind of his thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
She laid him out there and was talking about how much money he'd been spending on lottery tickets. And Lewis was like, well, yeah, but it's A, it's fun, and B, sometimes I win a little money. She's like, when's the last time you ever won any money? You haven't even checked these lottery tickets from this week. So Lewis sat down at the kitchen table and opened up their laptop and started checking on his computer the lottery tickets from the pick three that he buys every day.
Come on now.
He called his wife into the kitchen because he found out that one of the tickets that he had laying on his dresser that she was bickering at him about Just won them $22,000.
Good Lord, I bet that shut her up, didn't it?
Stop it.
His quote was, when I showed my wife how much I'd won, she immediately quit bickering. That's his quote. He said, we were both very surprised, but very happy. He said, I want you to know I love my wife dearly. She just gets on me sometimes about this stuff, and I just need something to shut her up sometimes.
That's hilarious.
By the way, Lewis, his wife, and his son all went and claimed the $22,000 from the Kansas lottery. And by the way, his wife says they will be donating some of it to their church.
Very
well,
sweet.
There you go.
So wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can you throw your hand in the air? Can I get an amen for Lewis and his wife this morning?
Amen.
Little bickering goes a long way. If you ever see a story you think we should do on Can I Get an Amen, just email it in to george@thebullhouston.com.
Wake up and stomp out. It's the Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.